I am going to show you some metrics. But first, I'm going to talk about what's the history of the Virginia Tech program to get perspective on our priorities, I guess. So program is born out of the Forages program with Dr. Shoulders, who was a big part of the starting the C5. Extension and research, okay? We need new information for the booming lawn care and golf industry in the 50s and 60s. Then we didn't get our first hire for teaching turf grass until Dick Schmidt in 1958. So there's a research and teaching position, but still primarily research. So we were focused on research and extension early on. Then Dr. Couch comes in, does turf pathology, no teaching. He retired without ever officially creating a numbered course in turf grass pathology. So he kept offering it as a special study. So he had his freedom, which he traveled around and did great things, right? A.J. Powell, again, great career at Kentucky, started at Virginia Tech, extension, no teaching. Then Jack Hall, extension. David Chalmers, extension. Some teaching at the end of his career at Virginia Tech. So you see the trend here. We've never had an emphasis on bringing students in and training them at Virginia Tech. We have a big industry in Virginia that's, you know, now probably 50, well, no, not 50, that'd be the U.S. You know, $5 to $7 billion impact. We're going out and doing good quality research programs and extension programs. And teaching has kind of been the third wheel. I don't want to say it's not important at all. We started an associate's degree, two-year program, really based on what the Farm Bureau wanted for training kids to go back to the farm. And that's still the biggest enrollment in that program is our agribusiness, crop production, animal kids, and then there's a turf and landscape track that's still there. And we have not gotten rid of it, even though I'm going to show you enrollments and going down there also, because the Farm Bureau still wants those kids trained out of Virginia Tech. So here we are. I got to Virginia Tech in 2001, about 30 students at that time, similar, not quite as big as Purdue ever got in other places. 30 students, 25, 20, now we're about 10 students in our program, in the BS program. We have four full-time equivalent positions in turf grass and only 0.5 FTE in teaching. Dr. Schmidt had one class. That was our turf grass program. Now, since I've been there, we have three. So we do turf management, golf sports turf management, and then a capstone. And we're trying to fill in the gaps on weeds and diseases because all those folks, you see, don't have a teaching appointment. So we're pulling them in as guest lectures all the time. So it's been a challenge if we're looking at an administrator's view on our teaching programs. Our AT, our agricultural technology two-year program with the turf and landscape option. What happened here? Okay. I didn't touch it. We've gone from 65 students to 50 to 25 post-2009. So right around 2009, 65 students still in that two-year program. Different than some of the Michigan States or the Penn State two-year programs, we get the kids directly out of high school. Not a lot of, I've already been in the career, because we're in the country. We're a rural university. Even though our population of students that we attract to Virginia Tech is Northern Virginia and the Northeast. So elite high schools, just as Cale was saying. But we have this rural part of Virginia, Southwest, Southside Virginia, where we're pulling these students in from these, what we say, lower performing high schools for our two-year programs. A lot of those guys come into our turf and landscape program and they've had a lawn mowing business. That's been the perspective. They're not coming off of golf courses and sports fields. So we got one guy, Sam Doak, who's full-time teaching on this. But as an administrator, we're looking at this right now because full-time for 25 students, and that's all you're doing, it's tough to justify, not enough butts in the seats. We have another full-time instructor for the woody ornamentals and other parts of the landscape for 25 students. No research, no extension program. you know, huge placement of our students at graduation, just like all of yours. 20 plus or more internship opportunities for every one of them, of course. They're screaming at us, right? Where are they? Over 10 billion turf and green industry in Virginia. The jobs are there. The urban areas in Virginia are there. But let's talk about some metrics. So SAT freshman means, we don't really do ACTs at Virginia Tech, more of an East Coast thing. In the orange is the College of Ag and Life Sciences means, 2008, 12, and 16. In the maroon is the university mean of our entering freshman class. So you can see 1794. You see Purdue's right there, about the same, 1773. And our College of Ag and Life Sciences, for our animal science students, we have biochemistry students, we have human nutrition students, we have Ag Econ, on and on. The university is letting us admit these lower quality students. We all know they're high quality and they're going to do well. Here's the GPA of the entering freshmen. We have an entering class of about 6,000 freshmen now. Purdue has 7,500. You can see we're beating Purdue. They're 3.72, and that could be because we're more of an urban area with more of these elite high schools where they're working on their AP credits and they're coming in with a 4.7 and all that stuff. But you can see we're an engineering university. 3.98 is the average GPA of those 6,000 freshmen. Question.
What's that scale? That's a GPA scale.
It can be on a 1-5 scale if they're taking AP classes, or if they don't have that in high school, then it's a 1-4 scale, and it's all put together. So that it's inflated because of the 1-5 scale. It's exactly what it is. You can see, but our entering freshman class, 3.87 in the College of Agriculture and Life Science. It's tough for our turf kids, if we can even get them interested in turf in high school, to get admitted. So I'm meeting with their parents when they're seniors in high school. We meet every Friday if they want to, and give them a 1-hour session to try to recruit them. And I'm having to talk through, well, we have a really good transfer equivalency program from Virginia Community Colleges, and I hope to see you here as a junior. That's really what happens, unfortunately. So here's the total student numbers, almost 6,000 in 2016. We're about 10% of the entering freshman class, 600. And you can see that the university, they give up each college a target of how many students we're trying to yield each year. And they keep raising our yield number up, which is great. But it hasn't helped the turf program. We get more pre-vet and animal science, we get more of the human nutrition, foods and exercise students, who again are bumping up our numbers because they're going towards professional degrees. Here's our data, department specific. So for our two-year program, 65 to 90 students applied per year, there's an 86% yield, and you can see their high school GPA. It is a community college program. We tried to teach our classes together, 2- and 4-year classes, and we quit. I stopped that experiment. Crop and soil science has the turf concentration, so it's a crop and soil science major. We have 5 different concentrations. You can see we only get 12 to 20 to apply for the whole major of basically agronomy, plant breeding, turf. We get a pretty darn good yield, and they're very good students. Landscape contracting, again, look at that, those numbers. Hardly any are applying. Good yield, all those kind of things. But we graduated 31 students out of the crop and soil science major. How do we get those students? From the transfer programs from community colleges. If they finish their general education requirements at the community college with a 3.0 or better, they have guaranteed admission to Virginia Tech into the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. So that's good for us. So our yield is high, but we're not getting enough applicants. We have a director of recruiting in the college, and she has a strong focus on this community college agreement. She's visiting community colleges a lot. We try to attract these students by hosting summer FFA, 4-H conferences, governor's school, and we yield some of those students, not always in the turf, but I've had a few. Eric Razor is a good example from Tennessee. You know, he was his high school valedictorian, Brandon. You probably know that, as a turf grad student. We're having to make changes. We're combining the turf option into the landscape horticulture major for faculty effort efficiency. Turf is a landscape horticulture area, and we can't keep having turf classes of less than 10 enrolled. So we're going to try to combine with them, and you know, if you're going to be taking care of a landscape, over 50% of your job is turf, and so we're going to force those landscape horticulture students to take more turf classes. Well, if I get my way. So. I talked about we have one-on-one student-parent meetings to try to get them on campus. Mike Goatley out in the state is has a good relationship with our few high school ag and turf programs. So we do yield a few of those students, but again, most of the time, they're yielded at the community college. We just partnered with the Virginia Golf Course Superintendents Association to make a recruiting video that they got GCSAA support for. Because they're keep yelling at us, where are your students? The turf program from the Ag Technology program is doing a mass mailing to all Virginia golf courses saying we want your students. But again, we need the superintendents to be hiring high school students on the golf course, which doesn't happen that much anymore. I know there's lots of reasons for that, but we need to do that. Our overall strategy for plant sciences is to recruit from within VT. We've got 6,000 freshmen. A lot of them are coming in general engineering. They're coming in university studies. They're coming in biology. They're there. They're good students already. And we need to probably, maybe Tennessee's had good luck with this, and Brandon will talk about it. We need to try to recruit within our own university to pull students over into an industry where there's lots of jobs. The other thing is we're creating new majors. I talked about landscape horticulture, how we're going to pull turf into that. We're putting together a new major called sustainable food systems if it's going to go across disciplines in the college. Just a basic plant science major that's going to be more geared toward let's get them to graduate school. And then ecological restoration. We have an environmental science degree within our college and within our department. And this is an area where a lot of our soils faculty work. And so we think we can yield quite a few students there. For the turf group, I talked about, hey, we've always had a strong research and extension program throughout the history of Virginia Tech. From administrator's group view, you know, they're having an impact on extension programs, they're bringing in money, they're publishing. We're gonna keep those positions. So we're not having any talk about cutting positions yet of our four-person team because of the strength of what we're doing on those sides of things. So, with that, if I have any time for discussion.
We've got some time, so I think that there's some things that have popped up in the last half an hour that you want to talk about. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So you're on the administrator side now, and what's the feeling about turf in general behind closed doors and those meetings as opposed to outdoors?
Great question. Behind closed doors, and it's not really in closed doors. For example, our dean's group use our turf team who works across departments and disciplines as an example of how collaboration should work. And it goes not only in extension programs, not only in research, but how we come together to teach together. Because, again, I'm the only one with a teaching appointment, and three other guys still do a lot of it, guest lecturing. But they do it without complaining, and they're saying, hey, we want to keep a strong turf program, and we're a model for other programs in the applied sciences. Yeah?
Can you elaborate on your experience teaching 2- and 4-year students in the same class?
They come in prepared.
They come in prepared completely differently. For example, hit them hard on the math, you use Dr. Christian's book and good examples, and they'll leave it blank on the test, even if it's open book. So that's just one example. Yeah.
You appear to be kind of following the same path the University of Florida did 2012 and moved to applied science, and we had 8 specializations under that. In that process, we made the change to, which is looks like where you're going, where turf went in under landscape management.
Right. It's never been a major for Gene Tech. It's always just been a concentration.
So ours was prior, it was golf and sports turf management under an interdisciplinary studies major, a specialization under that.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled it under plant science, lost the specialization because it went to just landscape management, and basically lost our students. There was no
right.
path for the student that, because we rely heavily on the same thing that you're indicating in Virginia Tech, where we're trying to attract students that are on campus because we can't get them in as a freshman,
yep.
and we can't connect with them at the state college, even if we can find them. Same thing, 3.0 or better in the prereqs, guaranteed spot,
yep.
but we can't find them. So,
that's a really good point. So we've always remained, had some kind of visibility for the turf program because they have a separate check sheet of required classes. Even though it's a concentration, so it's a separate check sheet under the major. What we're going to do when we put it under the landscape horticulture major is not have a separate check sheet, but it's going to be a concentration on that check sheet. So some students are going to have a concentration, say landscape management or landscape contracting, and some are going to still have an option for the turf check sheet, I mean the turf emphasis. And that way we can still say you've got something special. We'll keep the turf club, all those kind of things. Yeah.
Have you done anything to recruit in the Hispanic community? You didn't agree.
Right. We have not. We're just starting a program with our annual conference through the Virginia Turf Grass Council to have special classes in Spanish for our next January conference. So with that, I know those are working professionals, but you never know what trickle down can happen there.
Not necessarily in Spanish, but a lot of people were born here, and that culture is more commonly employed with Greeks.
Yeah, we have a class that every turf student is required to take called Spanish for the Green Industry. Again, that's not recruiting, but we realize the value of that. We do have quite a big Latino population in Virginia, but in our urban areas, not around where Virginia Tech is. So, anyway.